AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. As Biden administration officials meet with the president of Mexico to look for ways to curtail the throngs of migrants amassed near the southern border, a group of mayors is trying to find solutions as well. New York City's Eric Adams says,
"We must feed, clothe, house, educate children, and all the services that you would give a normal adult."
In Texas, police say the bodies of a missing pregnant woman and her boyfriend have been found, both with gunshot wounds. The bodies of 18-year-old Savannah Nicole Soto and 22-year-old Matthew Guerra were found inside a parked car in San Antonio. A Christmas Eve killing over who got more gifts. A 23-year-old Largo, Florida woman is dead, while her 14-year-old brother, who allegedly shot her, is being charged. Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Galtieri.
"This is what happens when you got young delinquents that carry guns. They get upset. They don't know how to handle stuff, so they just take out their guns."
Former President Trump will be on the ballot in Michigan for next year's primary. The state Supreme Court declined to take up a challenge to a lower court ruling on the matter. And voters are showing skepticism about the upcoming election. Here's our Julie Walker.
Only about one-third of Republicans say they're confident that tallies in the presidential primary will be accurate.
Tomorrow will be the big travel day back home, but lots of drivers are facing rough weather today. There's the aftermath of the blizzard that iced up roads in the Plains states, and heavy rain could hit travelers along the eastern seaboard. Expect a lot of weddings on New Year's Eve. Couples are going for the unforgettable wedding date of 123-123. Wall Street drifted to a slightly higher close in light trading today. This is AP News. The Israeli military says its Gaza ground offensive has expanded into refugee camps.
The Palestinian Red Crescent has said an Israeli drone strike hit a group of Palestinians in the Nur Shams refugee camp next to the town of Tul Karm in the occupied West Bank. Residents have reported shelling and airstrikes in the Buraj refugee camp in central Gaza and in Khan Yunis and Rafah in the south, where tens of thousands have sought refuge in recent weeks. Much of northern Gaza was pounded to rubble weeks ago. I'm Karen Chamas.
And airstrikes at the Lebanon border killed two civilians and a Hezbollah fighter. A study from Harvard says social media companies collectively made over $11 billion in U.S. advertising revenue coming from minors last year. It says the government needs to better regulate the company's impact on children. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.